Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you my favorite songs, songs I love, songs I want to hear again and again. And this week is full of them. I went back to a list of all old favorites and picked out a bunch that I just really wanted to hear. So we're going to start right off with a country song from 1981, Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee. And I think this is the story of life. It's not just strangers that we pick up that change our lives. It's events. It's things we expose ourselves to. It's places we go. And we go there just sort of on the fly, or we meet someone, and the next thing you know, your life has changed. You've met someone who's important to you. That's what this song is about for me. And I also just love the song. It's got a wonderful, whimsical feel to it. Here we go.
Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. The next thing you know, one'll steal your heart away. Sometimes this old life, it seems like a highway, and it keeps rolling on and on. And on that highway, you meet a lot of strangers, you pass a lot of dangers on your way home. Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. If you don't like taking chances, then you better keep moving on, my friend. Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common things, they say. Next thing you know, one will steal your heart away. Let me tell you about the dangers. You never know what they're out to get from you. You never know what they're gonna try to do. Picking up strangers. Let me tell you about the dangers. Some are just common thieves, they say. Next thing you know, one'll steal your heart.
Picking up strangers.
Let me tell you about the dangers.
Picking Up Strangers by Johnny Lee from 1981. I think of many times in my life that fit that. Anyway, I won't get into it again. Let's go on to the next song. It's called Love at the Five and Dime. It was Kathy Mattea's first big hit, first big country hit. She went on to become and is one of the greatest country singers of our era. And she's singing it with Don Williams, who's also one of my all-time favorite country singers. This is from back around 1986 when they recorded this. And it's a story of a romance. It starts off in the Five and Dime, a Woolworths, and goes on through life. So here we go with Love at the Five and Dime.
Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. They'd waltz the eyes of the Five and Dime. Eddie played the steel guitar, and his mama cried as he played in the bars. young Reed out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. Oh, and still that love survived. 'Cause they'd sing, "Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. 'Cause it's closing time and love's on sale tonight. It's five and nine." One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. So Eddie ran off with the bass man's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. And he sang, "Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got a house to keep, dime store novels, and love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. And they sing, "Dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer to me.
Well, that was Love at the Five and Dime by Kathy Mattea and Don Williams. Next up is Boot Scootin' Boogie. About, four summers ago, there was a line dancing class at Emory and Henry during the summer. In fact, they had two sessions, and I took both and had a great time. I consider myself very musical, and I think I have good rhythm. But I had the darndest time with that line dancing class. I could not remember all those steps. I was one of the slower ones in there. But we got it, and we had a great time. And I noticed that I really liked the music. It was all country music, just about. And, of course, the things they chose for line dances have a fairly strong rhythm and sort of a repetitious feel to them, so you can repeat the steps. And Boot Scootin' Boogie was one of the ones that really struck me. Actually, I picked up about five or six songs from that line dance class that I play on this show. This is just one of them. This is Boot Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. And it was their fourth release, and it was their fourth number one hit. So they hit big time with these things. This was a big song for them. Boot Scootin' Boogie.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the counter line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boot Scootin' Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the Boot Scootin' Boogie. Yeah, do-do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go Boot Scootin' I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie. Yeah, heel toe, do si do, come on baby, let's go.
Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Next up is River of Time by John Conley. John Conley is from Versailles. I wonder how they pronounce it in Kentucky. In France, it's Versailles, and in Indiana, it's Versailles, and Kentucky is probably Versailles. Kentucky, and was born and raised on a tobacco farm. And before he became a musician and singer, he was a mortician and a DJ. A DJ, you think, is a help? Hope that I can someday be a singer. When he was 25, he moved to Nashville and launched his career and became very successful. I was just reading through Wikipedia, and this song that I'm playing isn't even mentioned. It's not one of his big hits, but I like it a lot. It does mention Miss Emily's Picture, and I've played that on the show several times, and we'll probably play it again soon. I like his voice. There's something in his voice that has, I don't know, is it mystery or sincerity or sadness or what, but it's there. So see if you can hear it in here. This is the River of Time.
Early one morning, a new day was dawning. I was 16 and strong as a horse. I didn't know nothing about nothing, but I knew everything, of course. I turned 21, toting a gun and losing some good friends of mine. I was crossing my first streams of sorrow on the way down the river of time. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time. I woke up at 30 and started to worry about the glaring mistakes of my past. I still had high aspirations, but I knew that I'd better move fast. Now I'm staring at 40, and oh, Lord, Lordy, I'm still a long way from the top. I've still got the heart, but I'm falling. Thank you. one that will love you all the way till the end of the line. It's the dearest of dreams in the great scheme of things, going down the river of time.
River of Time by John Connolly. Next up is a flashback to the old times. This is from 1952, Doris Day. Doris Day was one of the most popular singers of the 20th century and also one of the most popular movie stars. She just could do it all. And her reputation was the sweet, innocent woman. And she's also a rights activist and is still alive and active doing things. Anyway, this song I played a few years ago, and some children of a friend of mine were quite attached to it. They loved this song. And I saw them at the farmer's market in Abingdon one time, and their mother said, oh, she introduced me and said, this is the man that played the song you like so much, you know. And I went into it. A guy is a guy, wherever he may be. And you'd think I was the king. You know, they were so excited about me being the person who played the song and was singing the song. Anyway, I remember it fondly for that reason, as well as the fact that I remember it back when it was popular in 1952. So this is A Guy is a Guy by Doris Day.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range, his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I stepped to my door like a good girl should. He stopped at my door like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. He asked me for a good night kiss. I said it's still good day. I would have told him more, except his lips got in the way. So I talked to my ma like a good girl should. And ma talked to pa like I knew she would. And they all agreed on a married life for me. The guy my guy wherever he may be. So I walked down the aisle like a good girl should. He followed me down the aisle like I knew he would. Because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. And now you've heard the story of what someone did to me. That's what he did to me.
So that was A Guy is a Guy by Doris Day. Next up is Rocket Man by Elton John. Elton John has got to be one of the most powerful, significant, creative musicians on the planet. He's been recording now, I think, at least 30 years, maybe 40, and he's constantly coming up with new and different and interesting things. Here's Rocket Man. This is from 1972, And it was written by his friend Bernie Taupin. Bernie Taupin has written almost all of the hits of Elton John. Between them, they've come up with all these songs. And the story was that Bernie Taupin saw a shooting star out of an airplane window, and it inspired him to write this song. And part of the story is that in those days, and even now, an astronaut is a great hero. I mean, to have been in space. And the idea of the song is that it's just a job. It's what I do, says the guy in the song, you know. So this is Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight.
Oh,
Rocket Man by Elton John. Well, we're going to switch gears a little bit, and this next song is one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I say that every now and then. I do have a few, but this is up there. It's a version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and I just, the first time I heard this, it captured me, and I had to go look for it and figure out who it was that was singing it and get this version. The singer is Israel, now here we go, if I can pronounce this, Kamakawaiode. He's Hawaiian, and he was like a national treasure in Hawaii. He died young at 38. He was obese. He was 6'2" and weighed at one point 757 pounds. He was gigantic. But it didn't matter. He had talent. And this talent shone so much. He was very popular there. When he died, 10,000 people came to his funeral. How about that? Anyway, that's just sort of background. The main thing is just his voice and his style. He plays the ukulele on this and sings. It's the only instrument, and his ukulele and his voice. And it tells you how much can be done with a good voice and a simple instrument. So this is Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
To myself, what?
far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
that was Somewhere Over the Rainbow by, I'll try it again, Israel Kamakawiwe Ole. one of the things you hear a lot these days, they're telling especially young people to find your passion, find something you're passionate about. And it's a mixed blessing, because in a way you're being selfish. You find something that gives you joy. And that's what a lot of us do. And this show gives me joy. And one of the reasons it gives me joy is I like to bring pleasure to other people. That's what makes me happy. So I'm being selfish, making you happy. I hope somewhere out there tonight, when you heard this song, that there will be someone who had never heard this version of Somewhere Over the Rainbow before and experienced something like the joy I felt the first time I heard it. I'd love to give you that, whoever you are. Next up, let me stop for a minute and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music. It comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 on WEHC. That's an FM station at Emory Henry College in Emory, Virginia, not far from Abingdon, Virginia, about 370 miles or so west of Washington, D.C. We're out in the sticks. And you can listen to us on the webs. On the web, we're at go to ehc.edu/WEHC. Or ehc.edu and just poke around and find WEHC, and you can play. We're streaming on the web. And if you'd like to hear more of my songs, you can email me, and I'll tell you how you can hear that. It's Harry Baya. My email address is harry@baya.net. Actually, I have two email addresses. That's the one, my personal one, harry@baya.net, B-A-Y-A. Or here at Emory, it's hbaya@ehc.edu. That's Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. So this is Wombats and Music on Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1. Next up is Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. This was in 1977 he put this out. He was in Austin, Texas, and had his first margarita and liked it and began to write this song. Went to Key West, finished the song. It became one of his biggest hits ever. Margaritaville is sort of classic Jimmy Buffett. It's the laid-back Key West kind of view, and another one of my real favorite songs. So this is Jimmy Buffett singing Margaritaville.
Nibbling on sponge cake, watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil, strumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost sugar or salt. Some people claim that there's a wall of blame, but I know it's nobody's fault. Don't know the reason, nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville, searching for my lost shaker of salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault.
Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. We're moving on now to what I think of as classic country music. This is Doc Watson and Clarence Ashley. Doc Watson was born in Deep Gap, North Carolina, and was blind by the time he was one, but had to work for a living. He chopped wood and did things, and eventually got a guitar and became proficient at it and became one of the greatest singers of his ilk in history. I have long loved his music, and I sang some of his songs and saw him at the Lincoln Theater about, 4 or 5 years ago in Marion perform. And up until then, I didn't know he was blind. I had no idea. I'd heard him sing. I knew his music was wonderful. He's singing with Clarence Ashley. Clarence Ashley was born in Bristol, Tennessee. How about that? A local boy made good. And together they sing this song the first time. A friend of mine heard it and said, hey Harry, I want you to get an album. He told me what to buy. He said, you're going to like this song. And he was right. I did. It's been one of my favorites ever since. It's not quite like anything else I play on this show, so hang in there. It's two male voices, and I love the harmony.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night.
He cared not for the king's decree,
but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning, noon and night. Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning, noon and night. He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never failed.
Old
Daniel prayed every morning, noon and night.
They cast him in the lion's den because he would not honor men. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. Their jaws were locked, it made him shout, and God soon brought him safely out.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night. Oh, brother, let us watch and pray like Daniel lived from day to day. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night. He cared not for the king's decree, but trusted God who set him free.
Old Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Old Daniel served the living God while here upon this earth he trod.
He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared for the things of Baal, but trusted God who never fails.
Old Daniel prayed
every morning,
noon and night.
Daniel Prayed by Clarence Ashley and Doc Watson. Next up is Silver Threads and Golden Needles. I first heard this song on a music weekend. It was sung by a number of people, but the one I remember most was Prue Gabert, one of my musical mentors. And if anyone knows Prue, give her my love. She was one of the people who got me into loving this music as much as I do. And I'd never heard this song and thought it was great. Well, this version, the song was recorded by many of the top country music artists over the last 20, 30 years. This is a 1993 version by three of the top female country singers of the last century, Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette. So how's that for a trio? Silver Threads and Golden Needles.
I don't want your lonely mansion with a tear in every room. All I want is to love you, promised beneath the halo moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, and hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden
Silver Threads and Golden Needles by Dolly Parton, Loretta Lynn, and Tammy Wynette. I watched Coal Miner's Daughters a few weeks ago, and so now I know about Loretta Lynn. I went up to Pigeon Forge, didn't make it into Dollywood, but I may go in a few weeks with some friends. And Tammy Wynette's the only one I don't have some connection to. Next up is Thank God for the Radio by the Kendalls. It was a big hit for them in 1984. It was their third and last number one hit. And I'm a DJ. I play these songs, right? So the song Thank God for the Radio is sort of speaks for me. It says, thank goodness that there is a way that I can get this music out to people and share something I love this much. So this is Thank God for the Radio by the Kendalls.
At the wrong end of the highway, when the long night has no end, when there's no one here beside me, till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home and feeling blue. Thank God
for the radio. I do. Next up is the Everly Brothers and Kathy's Clown. Probably my favorite song. Well, it's my second favorite song by the Everly Brothers. I play the other one occasionally too. But this is just a great song for me. It was a 1960 hit for them. It actually was their biggest hit ever. Was number one, went to the hit parade, stayed on for 5 weeks. And I read about them. They're both guitarists. They're brothers. And this part of the song, the harmony, the Everly Brothers harmony is always kind of unique. What the write-ups say is they're singing in parallel thirds, which is not traditional harmony. And that's what gives it that unique sound. And one thing about parallel thirds, says the write-up, is that both parts can really be the tune or the melody or can serve, have a good rhythm. A lot of times the harmony part would sound very strange sung alone, but not so with parallel thirds. So, anyway, either one of them could be thought of as the lead. Depends on how you view what's going on. In any case, it gives it a unique sound, the Everly Brothers, and this is Kathy's Clown. And it also has, it can pull at my heartstrings. That's Kathy's Clown by Everly Brothers. I'm going to try and squeeze in just a little bit of another song before I sign off. And so I won't play the whole thing. I'll probably start next week's show with it, together with the song I didn't finish last week and forgot to play at the start of this show. But this is called Speedo by the Cadillacs.
Boom, boom, boom.
Call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. No, for meeting brand new fellas and taking other folks' girls. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, cause I don't believe in wasting time. Well, I'm known for pretty women and I caused them to change their mind. Well, now some may call me Joe, some may call me Mo. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Call me Joe. Yes, man, my Speedo, he don't ever take it slow. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. Well, naughty, y'all can call me Speedo, but my real name is Mister. And naughty gonna call me Speedo till they call off making pretty girls.
So, that was Speedo by the Cadillacs from 1955. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia. Wombats and Music is on Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1, from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. And I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.